call the meeting to order. The Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Are there any changes or additions to the agenda? If not, we have a consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So move.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any questions on the minutes from June 27th? Review of bills. Anybody got questions on the bills as presented?
Just the one I'm trying to find, the Great River Energy, that one. And this is with the expansion, it says expansion of some, the substation out there in Priam. So, but it, at the mounted cost, is it within what we plan for, or?
Yes. Commissioner Omar, that is, GRE has been contracted to do all our construction work at our substations for these projects. So you're going to see a number of bills as we continue to move through our Wilmer and substation projects there that will be paying GRE to do that work.
Okay. I remember from the beginning that we did, but I didn't know what it was. Keep going. Okay.
And then there's three line items looking at it, and I maybe can lean on Jaron for the details, but the Priam bank, capacitor bank reconfiguration, was that part of that Priam update, Jaron, or was that had to do with?
No. This particular one, I'm just pulling it up here, it had a bunch of the steel material on it, I believe. Yeah, $143,000 for steel, and then there was quite a bit of engineering work on that as well. So, yeah, as John said, the project as a whole, and we'll get into it in a little bit when I give the update, but it's I think it's an $8 million project, and GRE has the contract to do that.
And the reason GRE has a contractor, or the largest part of the reason why GRE has a contract, is part of that substation update that's going on, a big part of it is GRE's own work. So rather than having two contractors on site building our part and GRE building their own part, we retain the services of GRE.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a $400,000 site work contract paid in that too, and I'll show you that when we get there.
Okay. The capacitor bank reconfiguration, that is to correct that thermal problem we were having?
Yep.
Last summer?
Yeah, we're kind of spoiling all the fun here because that's that's actually been the parts were supposed to be delivered in March, and they won't give us a new ship date on that, so that hasn't. Some of the engineering work has been done, but we haven't been able to complete that project yet.
Okay. Any other questions on the bills as presented? If not, Beth, you want to do the roll call?
Certainly. Commissioner DeBleek?
Aye.
Erickson?
Aye.
Lahmer?
Aye.
Baumgart?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kadar?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Item four, financial reports. Start with Andrea. The electric?
Yes. So we have the May financial reports here, and starting with electric, residential and commercial industrial revenues are down about $89,000 from the prior year, expenses down about $85,000, and retained earnings down about $105,000. And we move on to water. After we factor in the 5% rate increase for this year, the residential and commercial industrial revenues are up about 3,800 from where we would expect them to be. Expenses are up about 251,000, and retained earnings are down about 168,000. So overall, that leaves the retained earnings down about 274,000 compared to last year. Okay. And looking at the graphs, you'll see the month comparison to last year and the year-to-date comparisons there. And then we'll move on to the investments. Month-end value was $44,646,000, and nothing significant to report from May. And the last one, cost of power for May, is sitting at 6.5 cents.
Okay. Questions?
I would just when you have the graphs or anything like that there, you would go back at all and see it trending, you know, what we're doing besides just the numbers. Do you see that or not? So
if something looks off, we'll dig into it, but
otherwise not. Okay.
Not necessarily, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item six, wind turbine report.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. As you can see for June, total kilowatt output of 578,540. Notice a little downtick in the availability, particularly on turbine 4. Just been having some electrical issues, glitches out there that seem to kind of come and go every spring when we get into hot, humid weather, and likewise when we first get into cold weather in the fall. Year-to-date numbers. On the next slide, you can see how we compare to the past 4 years, kind of right in there or just above average, and then puts us on pace to still have quite a good year compared to the last four. And I'd answer any questions if you have them.
Okay. Questions on the wind turbine report?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
General Manager's report. Oh, I missed one. Educational.
That's what Jordan's been waiting for.
We have budget schedule.
Yes, so this is our 2023 budget schedule. We have started that. By the end of this week, we are hoping to have budget worksheets completed, which means we can start really reviewing them and making adjustments, and plan to have it back here for approval September 12th. And then we will have a planning committee meeting there in August as well to review it. So.
Was there any direction when you sent it out to try to hold costs or spend away, or do you just send it out to each department? And
initially, it just gets sent out, and then we all sit down and look at it as a whole, and then I'll have to make adjustments, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
And transmission investment.
I already done it. I like to talk with my boss, so I asked him to put it up here, but you guys can follow along on your iPads. We do this. This is an annual transmission investment update. It started back when we had the discussions on ownership of the Priam substation, and we really better understood what spending money on transmission will actually return us in the end. So here's a little bit about what we're going to talk about. Typically, this page is kind of the bulk of the conversation, but because we have so many substation projects in progress right now, I've got some figures on that. So we receive revenue from the transmission facilities that we own, but then we also have to pay tariffs on transmission facilities that are owned by others, and that's kind of where we land here. So what we try to do at Willmar is revenue neutrality is kind of the token word we use, where we match our expenses to our revenues. Unfortunately, our revenues are quite a bit smaller than our expenses, and so when we have opportunity to invest in transmission, we try to take advantage of that. There's limited opportunity because the transmission expansion realm is so regulated, and that's because if we see we can get a 10% return on an investment, well, let's build, we'll end up overbuilding and everyone else has to pay for it. Well, that can turn around the other way, where if a different utility in the region builds, well, our rates are going way up even if we didn't need it. So they do regulate the transmission expansion, and that's why we do all these planning studies prior to the actual build of the facilities, so that we're not overbuilding our transmission grid. Does that make sense? All right. So here's kind of a history of our transmission expenses and our revenues over the last couple of years. You can see back in 2017, there's quite a bit of a gap between expenses and revenues. 2018, it's still there. 2019 is when we started to work on the Priam substation, but it actually got into our books on 2020, so that's where we started to receive that revenue from that investment. 2021, it goes up a little bit, and the reason for the fluctuation here between 19, it goes way down in 2020, and then it comes back up in 2021, is because of the changes in the rates in the zone. So in 2019, the rates were really high. In 2020, rates went down a little bit because of COVID. There was just less energy used across the region, and so they went down. But then now here in 2021, they're both back up. So once we have all these upcoming substation projects complete, we'll see that balance out quite a bit more. Our revenue will come a lot closer to our expenses.
When we incur expenses, are they calculated on substations that every part of energy we buy touches, or is that just as a current rate? Is that at a set rate when we buy from a certain vendor?
I'm not sure I'm following.
I guess, what kind of control do we have over those expenses when we write a contract for purchase power?
The transmission expenses, or the rates that we pay on transmission, are set through the zone, and we're in the Great River Energy pricing zone. I don't have a whole lot of insight on how those are set. John, if you have a little more to help me with.
I can try and touch on that a little bit, Commissioner DeBlake. I mean, to expand on what Jaron said, he's correct. GOE, we're in GOE's pricing zone here. GOE has a big footprint in Minnesota in the pricing zone. Their expenses all go into MISO, just like our transmission expenses go into MISO. And the rates are set for reimbursement to GOE by MISO. So we pay, and you recall, our transmission cost for GOE is just shy of $7, I believe. Yeah, they're just shy. That's what's been approved for GRE. So the rates we pay are regulated through MISO, just like our rates are regulated through MISO.
Okay.
We have Missouri River is our transmission agent, if you want to call it that, that represents us in MISO. So as Jim alluded to, all our expenses that we have, they get approved by MISO. Once they're approved by MISO, then in the formula for reimbursement, that's how we get reimbursed then. So it's all regulated. The profit, as Jaron alluded to, is a 10%. It's 10% and some odd change is what we are. And I say we, meaning a transmission owners are allowed for a return on our investment. And that's why it's advantageous to invest in transmission, because of a guaranteed return. What other investment can you have and be guaranteed a 10% return year over year? Now, that return, you know, as Commissioner DeBlee, Commissioner Lamer, as you're aware of, in meetings, in the trade meetings, they talked about it was 12% a few years ago. And through FERC filings, those that are invested basically in transmission contested that. Therefore, it was reduced down to 10 and some odd percentage points. So 10.8, I think, is what it's at right now. So that's how the revenue and expenses are regulated. It's all regulated through MISO. And same thing as Jeremy alluded to, projects are studied. You know, in our case, if we want to do an investment, we, you know, work with Missouri River because they represent us. They do our study work for us in conjunction with GOE. If we feel that we can justify the expenditures, then they get submitted to MISO. You heard us talk about the MTEP process. It gets submitted through MISO, and if it makes it through the MTEP process, they approve it. We can expand our transmission facilities, build those projects, and then they qualify for reimbursement. It's a complicated process, but that's kind of how it works at a high level. We just don't, GOE just can't set their rates, we just can't set our rates, it's all regulated.
Okay. Go ahead, that's good.
Keep going. So then we're going to dive into just the substation project updates. The first one here is the Wilmer substation. It's an $8.3 million project. As we noted in the bill payment, we just paid GRE $600,000. As I said, $400,000 of that was for the site work that was just complete, and then $150,000 of that was for the steel to build the substation there. Target in-service date is fall of 2022. That slipped a little. We hoped to have it in service before the summer peak here. However, as we did some utility locates in the area, we found a drain tile went right under the existing substation, so it was kind of sliced it right through the middle here. And so we actually had to divert that and get it up and around the substation so that it wasn't, if there were any future issues with it, we wouldn't be digging in the substation. That was all GRE's responsibility, so there's shared ownership in the site, and GRE has full responsibility, both construction and financially, to do the land procurement and all the site work. And then we pay for all of the actual equipment that we will own in the end. So this blue outline is the existing substation, Wilmer substation, and then the red outline is where the expansion will take place. And you can see that the site work's already done there. There's a stormwater pond to the side here. Interesting side note about that is the adjacent landowner was concerned about geese and their damage to the crops. And so this pond was specifically designed to deter geese and the behavior that comes along with them. Here's a picture of the 115 kV yard. You'll notice we've already got our transformer in place with the oil containment around it. This transformer is a lot bigger than it looks in the picture. 22,000 gallons of oil in there. It's 475,000 pounds. This structure over here is where Xcel's transmission line is going to stop, and then it will connect into the substation at that point. There's some foundation here. The steel bus work gets attached to those foundations. Right now they're installing all of this stuff. It's the trenway. We put all of our control cables between the equipment in the field to the control building, which is going to be way over here on the south end. It goes in these kind of duct banks in the ground. Here's another view of the transformer. As transformer oil gets hot or cold, its volume actually changes pretty significantly, and so that's why there's this reservoir up there. So as it expands, it will go up and sit in here and keep pressure on the windings that are in here, so they're always under oil. The next project is the, well, unless there's any questions on progress at the Wilmer site. Okay, the next one is the Priam substation. It's $1.2 million. We are expanding our 115 kV facilities so that we can bring that 115 kV transmission line from Priam all the way into the Wilmer substation. The construction is complete right now. We're just waiting for that XL line to get finished into the Wilmer substation. And you can see from that last picture, the wires weren't actually hooked up to it yet because until as of recently, that pole wasn't even there. So they're moving along with that. Once it does get installed, we can actually energize it and test it and make sure that everything is working correctly. I do have a little side note on the bottom here about the capacitor bank reconfiguration project that we touched on already. That's a $46,000 project engineered by GRE with parts from Eaton. And as I said, Eaton was supposed to supply those parts in March. They didn't make that. They've cited supply chain and labor constraints as their reason behind that, and they haven't given us a backup ship date for that. So fortunately, we've had some hot weather already, and the capacitor bank is behaving, so that's been helpful. Here's an aerial view of the Priam substation. You can see the ring bus is not complete in the old pictures, but we do have these concrete pads because when we built Priam, we expected this expansion to happen. We just didn't know when it was going to take place. So we did what we could. And now in 2022, we've got that finished bus work and the breakers are set in place. Moving on to the power plant substation, $5.35 million. It's to get all of the substation equipment out of the power plant building so that can be demolished. Construction is in progress. We've already awarded all of the contracts for that and purchased all the material, so now we're holding our breath that all the material comes in on time. The transformer's already been delayed 2 months. It still fits our construction schedule, and it has started production, so that's a good sign that we won't see additional delays in there. Some of the other big equipment, the control building, circuit breakers, and control panels have already been delayed 1 month. And we've got, we're keeping an eye on it, a very close eye on it. At this point, we still feel we can make our November 2022 in-service date. But nothing is certain right now. So this is, This is a little hard to see. If you guys want, you can walk out there and look at it. It's right across the street. But this is kind of a before picture. They did remove the road already in this one. And this is the after picture when the site work is done. They raised it about 2 feet. There's a little bit of a stormwater retention pond started over here. This coming week, we hope that the foundations will start. And then after that, we'll start actually seeing the above grade construction. In the future, as we said, we're always doing planning studies so that we can identify places where we can do transmission investments and also just increase our ability to serve our customers. MRES is in progress of a local study right now just for us, and out of that study we expect them to identify what our existing transmission facilities can serve and then what improvements we need to make in order to increase that. And we actually got a draft result of that last week, so we'll have more news on that shortly. And then in the 5 to 10 year plan, we have a transformer replacement scheduled out at the Wilmer substation. There's kind of a placeholder for a new substation southeast of Wilmer. If we continue to see commercial expansion over by Walmart, there's a big two apartment complexes going up by Taco Bell right now. It's kind of in that area. There's open land. If Wilmer continues to grow that way, we'll need to put a substation in there. So we're keeping an eye on that. And then our 230 kV transmission line, just regular ongoing repairs will come in that 5 to 10 year window as well. That last line there where GRE plans to expand the 115 transmission facilities at the Wilmer sub, because they own the 115 equipment there, they would have the opportunity to expand in that, and we wouldn't have any financial obligations. However, because, like I said, there's shared ownership at the Wilmer Sub, there might be an opportunity there. So again, we're keeping an eye on that. And I believe that's all of the transmission update. Any questions?
Yes. Just one. I know that we have a contract with GRE and it's quite a ways out there. Will you at some point in time, when the time is up on that contract, discontinue that? And then would you have to get another organization to do the construction work, or would WMU do it?
So are you talking about a purchase power contract or the actual construction contract?
I meant the construction contract.
Okay. So for the construction contract itself, it is only for the planned expansion at the Wilmer Sub. So once that construction is complete in the November timeframe, that contract will be fulfilled and there would be no further obligations there with GRE.
Okay, so, and then the other one would be the purchase power, and that, like I said, I know goes out quite a ways. Would we, when that's done, would we look to do any more transmission on our own?
So the long-term purchase power contract with GRE is expiring, and I don't know exactly when, but when that expires, we've already got a contract in place with Missouri River to supply that supplemental power.
Okay, yeah. I probably heard that at some point, but didn't remember.
To expand on that a little bit more, Commissioner Lamont, our GRE contract goes out to 2030. And when we talk about transmission, those are two separate arrangements that we have with GRE. As Jeremy alluded to, we got a purchase power goes out 2030, that'll sunset. And actually, I think it's 2034 to be exact. But that will sunset, and Missouri River will take it over. Our ongoing relationship, though, on the transmission side with GRE will continue. Those are separate agreements. We actually enter into them. Is it an annual agreement, Jaron, that they do some monitoring for us? Yeah, so it's an ongoing agreement with them because of our relationship and how interconnected we are with transmission, and GRE having facilities within the footprint of the substation. We have facilities within the footprint of the substation, and all the NERC and FERC and MRO reporting, it just makes sense that we maintain an ongoing relationship for the transmission side of our business. And then the other piece, the construction side, as Jaron alluded to, those are project by projects. So we have the ongoing annual agreements that we have with GRE, then we have the construction agreements with them, and then currently through 2034, we have the purchase power agreements with them. So.
Thank you.
I understand that GRE has ownership of a certain equipment and property within the substation, both the Wilmer Sub and the Priam Sub.
GRE has ownership at the Wilmer Sub. They don't have any ownership at Priam. Wilmer fully owns the Priam substation.
Okay. So only at the Wilmer Sub do they have physical ownership of any of equipment or property there?
Correct.
Okay. So with that going forward, we're going to have some type of relationship with GRE, no matter what we do.
Yep. Yeah, I believe we have 8 different points where our transmission interconnects with Great Rivers transmission.
And then MISO is over all of that to make sure what's going on, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm going to go out there and look, just look. But will it come right up to the edge of the power plant that's there right now?
Yeah, it will come, I think it's within 30 feet of where the power plant is right now.
Okay.
No, the fence line will.
Because it'll be a big, once the power plant is gone and once this building is gone, hopefully sooner than later, there will be a spot there that will be right next to this then.
Yeah, there'll be a generally open grassy area. There'll also be a fairly big water retention pond.
Oh.
And then there's future plans for a water fill station off of Benson Avenue.
Oh, okay. I think I heard that once before too, but just refresh my memory so I got it right.
And in August, Kevin, do we have a day? Is it the second meeting in August when we have our commission tour? I know we were talking about moving that a little bit. Yeah. So we will, on our tour, on our annual tour, we'll take everybody back there and we can point out the details of what that's going to look like. By that time, the general alluded to, we'll probably see some above ground work out there by then as well. So.
Yeah. Any other questions on transmission investments?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you much.
Chair. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Okay, now we've done item 7, John.
All right, thank you.
Manager's report.
Thank you, Commissioner DeBlake. I'd like to talk a little bit about our water treatment plant bond funding. There could potentially be a planning committee meeting next week, depending on what we learn here this week. As we wrapped up the plans and specs and put them out to bid here last week, the discussion came up whether we had to include any additional requirements for any federal or state funding that we may receive that will be required through those funding sources. Now, we all know at the state level, the odds of a special session and funding at the state level, that's probably non-existent at this point in time. As my knowledge of what's going on there, there's no interest in a special session. We had 22 million requests legislatively at the state level, and we would have received some of those dollars, even half our request at 10 million, along with the 3.5 million that we have at the federal level. And we would have ended up with additional requirements. It would have been financially advantageous to accept those dollars. Now, when we put it together, I had asked what those requirements are going to be and what they're going to cost. And we reached out to David Church's office, and they're trying to get us that answer here. They said they will have that answer this week, because the only potential that we have right now is the federal dollars of 3.5. So, depending on what the cost-benefit ratio is, they may or may not be advantageous to accept those dollars if they're given to us. So once we know, have a little more information, and what looks like there's a discussion that we need to have regarding those dollars, we may be in need of a planning committee meeting next week. So if you see a meeting invite coming from Beth next week there, I know it will be short notice, so that's why I want to inform the commission today that that could potentially be coming, so that we have approval regarding the recommendation from the planning committee, what we want to do if we need to have that discussion. So more to come on that one. Other than that, unless there's questions, I wouldn't have anything further to add under the general manager's report.
Okay. Anybody have questions?
Can I just make a comment?
Sure.
I just once more encourage people, if you at all can go to the summer conference in Brainerd, to attend that. It's a SNAP meeting, so you get a lot of networking down there. And so if you can at all, go to that. Just encouraging it.
And also, if anybody is at all interested in the Red Rock tour, that is a very interesting tour to take a hydro project down. So, it's...
And Pella, where it's outside of, is a cool place to go and visit kind of a Dutch bearing.
Mm-hmm. So, and then also there's the MRES Academy. Training academy that's coming up in, I think it's September.
We'll put that information on the next meeting.
Beth will have that information out, but that is another item we could consider. Commissioners attending, a lot of good educational information is at those seminars, so. Okay. Any other comments or information anyone want to bring up? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
So move.
We're adjourned.